The Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation, or the RNCIC, was set up in 1984 to help expand and improve the Fayetteville National Cemetery. Ronald Butler, Vice President of RNCIC, says the nonprofit corporation is run by veterans and non-veterans who are committed to the cause of providing a final resting place to veterans from Northwest Arkansas and the nearby regions.
I've only been with them for about 8 years. But it was started by a group of World War II veterans who figured out that the space in the current National Cemetery here in Fayetteville would soon run out. And because they knew that there would be many, many more veterans that wanted to be buried there, they took it on themselves to organize this group, the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation, to get more land and get it turned over to the Veterans Administration so that we could have increased space for veterans to be buried.
Since 1984, RNCIC has purchased 18 pieces of land with the help of donations. There are still 16 pieces of land available for purchase that are suitable for expansion.
That's our mission in life. The whole reason that we exist is to purchase more property, get it cleared and transferred to the Veterans Administration for additional burial space. Most of it has been purchased in the area of Hill Avenue, and we accept donations. We solicit donations. And when we get enough money, we purchase a piece of property, clear it, and then get it transferred to the Veterans Administration.
Mr. Butler says the Department of Veterans Affairs recognizes that without the efforts of RNCIC, the Fayetteville National Cemetery would have long been closed to in-ground burials. He requests people to take a trip to the cemetery to understand why donations are important.
Please make it a trip down there, because we have turned over a piece of property about 2 years ago. Okay, the Veterans Administration accepted that property. They've hired a contractor to come in. They've landscaped it. They've sodded all of that. They've planted trees. They've really done a beautiful job with it. There are currently about, and I say about, 1,300 vaults in the ground already. You know, you don't know how long that property will last, but you could bet that it's not going to be very long. So that's the reason we have to keep asking for funds and keep buying property, getting it cleared and getting it transferred to the Veterans Administration, so that we can continue serving the deceased veterans and their families in this area.
To raise funds, the corporation is also organizing the Veterans Memorial 5-kilometer race and fundraiser on Saturday, November 13th. The registration fee is $25, and all proceeds will go toward the purchase and clearing of land for the expansion of the Fayetteville National Cemetery. Mr. Butler says this is the second annual Veterans Memorial race organized by RNCIC.
Now, what will happen? If everything goes right, about 8 o'clock, there ought to be 100, maybe 200, we don't know exactly yet, runners take off from near the gate of the National Cemetery and run a course of about 5 kilometers and back to the gates of the National Cemetery. And at that time, the prizes will be awarded, and everybody will, you know, clap hands, and it's a neat event. A lot of the citizens come down there just to watch, you know, and there's a lot of us that have a bad time walking, leave alone run. So we do what we can do.
According to Ronald, it is important for veterans and their families that they be buried near their loved ones or comrades. He knows it from personal experience.
My wife is buried there now, and I'll be buried there with her, see? So, as a special place, yeah.
The Veterans Memorial 5K race and fundraiser is scheduled to start at 8 a.m. at the Fayetteville National Cemetery gates. Information regarding registration is available at www.rncic.com. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.